Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dodgers have revealed the design for the Kobe Bryant bobblehead that they're going to give away on August 8th.
Is it Kobe Bryant?
It's Kobe Bryant, and he's in a Laker uniform, and he's going to be in a batting stance, and he's wearing sneakers, a Dodgers sneaker, and it's based on a photo, a famous photo from Lakers Media Day in 2009. But here's the story about this, and this goes to something that Evan has talked about in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers are giving away 40,000 bobbleheads
that
night. And you go to any bobblehead here, bobblehead
night.
It's usually
17 or 18,000.
18,000, 20,000.
Yeah.
And that's a great job by the Dodgers, giving away 40,000. At least most of the people in the ballpark are going to get one, as opposed to people getting online at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for a 7 o'clock night game with the hope that they're going to get one. I don't understand why not everybody can get one. Like, if you know you're going to sell out a ballpark with because it's a bobblehead night, why can't everybody get one?
Any giveaway should be for everyone.
Because now it's not so exciting. There's 40,000 of them out there. Now I can't sell it on eBay.
Yeah, well that's a different story.
But if I'm
buying a ticket specifically, because some people do buy tickets based on the giveaway night, there should be enough for everyone that buys a ticket. That's what it should be, but no one does that. So that is very cool.
Because you know you're going to sell out the ballpark anyway, so why can't everyone? Why do you just have to make it for 18,000
people? And apparently the new one, the George Costanza under the table bobblehead, is getting crazy. Like they've sold out the ticket sales. Like as soon as that was announced that night, people went nuts for it.
That's going to be a good one, too.
I don't know. Do you really get – would you want to go to a game strictly just on the giveaway?
I've done that before.
As a kid, bat day was fun.
Yeah, I guess bat day was fun.
But that was as a kid.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they do anymore, right? Worried about fights in the stands.
It kind of sputtered out.
They don't even give you caps to your drinks. They're not going to give you baseball bats.
I went. They gave you well, not that you had a choice, but like when I went as a kid to bat day, the bats were depending on randomly you got a player's name on.
Right.
So my dad took me to the first bat day in the new Yankee Stadium Yankee Stadium in '76. Thurman Munson was my favorite player growing up. And we get there, and out of the box is sticking out a Thurman Munson bat. So I asked the security guard, can I have that one? He said no, and he handed me another one. I'm like, it's not like you had to fish through the box. It was sticking out of the box. And I got a Roy White instead.
I mean, you could have had Thurman.
I'm crushed. They couldn't have just given me the Thurman Munson bat?
Unbelievable. Well,
you learned a very good lesson that day.
Yeah, guess what? We don't care about your baseball memories. No one cares. Yeah, it's a great story for you. No one cares.
You just learned another good lesson.
I did.
I was at a game in 1969. No one gives two craps.
But it's good when Al wants to talk about 80s baseball on the freaking warm-up show. That's okay, right?
That is true. That is true. It's his show.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.